Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
Neck, Nico on the tongue. Big kid just wanna send me automatic with a drum.
Ask me if I'm finished,
nah, bitch, I just begun. I ain't giving out no 90 to no nigga just for fun. Are you dumb?
That's my shit, y'all.
Run a man, I don't know no other man. Run it up. You fuck like 100 niggas just for 100 bands.
What?
I don't even got me 100 bands. I'm still gonna make me 100 M's with 100 plans. Give me peso, extendo. I carry bitches like I'm Prego.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Philly Joan Podcast. I am Miss September. I miss you guys. I know y'all missed me. I got tired of y'all cussing me out. But I'm sorry. I had a lot of things going on with the holidays and things of such. But y'all know I love y'all just as much as y'all love me. But that song not only... You know what? Hold on. I'm going to have to bring it back. I'm sorry. No shade. Because, yeah, let me bring it back real quick. Let me bring it back.
Nigga called Pedro. Suck a nigga. Should've knew it from the get-go.
Happy Black History Month.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Come on, baby. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Shout out to the Eagles.
Just laying it.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Don't play with it.
My hitters don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Andy Reid. What's good?
I'm okay with it. Yeah. It's really come to me. They don't play with it.
What's good? What's good? What's good? Yeah, so shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, my boys did their thing. NFC East champions. And yeah, we finished the season 14-3. You know how we do. Shout out to them. So the Super Bowl will be on the 12th. I believe it's going to be like 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Were you guys planning on watching a game? Like, I actually went out to a sports bar and watched the last game. Not sure exactly. I mean, I was able to make it at the last minute to see, like, the last quarter. Had some other things going on, but yeah, I did make it out last minute to see the last quarter of the game. It was a great game. However, I'm looking forward to a W. I'm looking forward to another parade. The year when we won the Super Bowl the last time, I was out of the country and I didn't get a chance to partake in the parade. However, the streets of Philly was crazy. Brewer Street was crazy. Cottman Avenue was crazy with fans just cheering and dancing and just all kinds of shit. The Eagles came out, little Uzi, he came out, you know, we got a little anthem. Little Uzi definitely has a banger, you know, so when he came out, the Eagles, he kind of brought the Eagles out. And they were complaining like, oh, why he ain't a guy? Because right now, Lil Uzi is very hot. Shout out to Lil Uzi. I went to school with his mom. I'm showing my age, but I'm very happy for him and his success. And yeah, you know, you know what? This song, right? I don't care how old or young you are. When you hear it, it just does something to you, right? Just listen to it.
MC, make another hit.
This ain't what you
want.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Y'all know how to do that dance?
60 on the block.
Yeah, he pretty much snaps on this song. Shout out to Lil Uzi. I'm proud of him and his success. And yeah, so that's kind of like a little anthem right now for Philly. You know, we had dreams and nightmares. Now we got that. I'm not going to put them up against each other and say one is better than the next. I'm just going to say that I fucks with the song. And, you know, shout out to Uzi. Yeah, but back to, so on Sunday, February the 12th, will be the Super Bowl, and it's I will say that this is going to be the first time that two black quarterbacks will be playing against each other. Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Shout out to them. Let me repeat that. Two black starting quarterbacks, okay? It's the first time in NFL history that they're going to be facing off at the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is our quarterback, and he's number one. Patrick Mahomes is number 15. And he's with the mother motherfuckers. But anyway, shout out to them. You know, that's still like a good thing to be done in black history. So there you have it. So for those of you who will be tuning in, and I hope all of you will be tuning in. Yeah, shout out to my sis Web. If you're in the Philadelphia area and you're looking for some Eagles merch, she has it. So you want to hit her up. Okay? Hit her up. I'll put her information. I've also been tagging her and posting her business, Secret Society Printing. She's available. Okay, good quality printing. So make sure you hit her up if y'all need y'all Eagles merch. Y'all have plenty of time to put y'all orders in. Okay. So yeah, speaking of the game, right? We had Auntie Anita Baker. She was here in Philly, and she sang the national anthem. I'm not gonna say it was her best. And I'm not going to say it was her worst, but. Okay, Auntie, that's enough. Yeah, that was it. Not going to say it was her best. You know, she kind of gives that one lady at church that always wants to sing a selection, or at the funeral who can't really sing, but God knows her heart, and we love her for it. So shout out, Anita. It really wasn't that cold either, so Auntie, I'm not sure what happened there, but I'm going to allow it, and I'm going to give you a pass, okay? All right. Moving right along, we're going to move into my other favorites, the Sixers. The Sixers have been doing pretty good as well. We just played Orlando Magic last night. We won 105-94. And tomorrow night, we have a game against the Spurs. And then on Sunday, we have a game against the Knicks. Shout out to Embiid and the rest of the team. Yeah, so what is their... Let me see. What's their record? Let's see what their record is. Let me see. Oh, okay, so it looks like we're 33-17. Damn, we played that many games? Oh, so we're actually number three in the Eastern Conference. Number one is the Celtics, and number two is the Bucks, and then it's us. So we're doing pretty good. Hopefully, you know. Shout out to the Sixers. So I have I'm kind of like in bliss right now because my girl Beyonce went ahead and announced that she is going on tour. Yes. My girl is going on tour. I don't know how much tickets are, but I know that they have been making jokes about how expensive the tickets are going to be. However, I did register. It appears that when she's coming to Philly on July the 12th at the Lincoln Financial Field. And it's crazy because I remember the last time she was here, I went to both of her her shows at the Lincoln Financial Field. Actually, and then I think another one, she came with her husband, if I'm not mistaken. I know I've been to three of her concerts at the Link. That's for sure. So, yeah, shout out to my girl, B.
You know? I feel like falling in love.
Not only is she going on tour, how many of y'all did the cover challenge? I actually had a chance to do it with my mom and my daughter. And my daughter's best friend, and it was really fun. Like, you know, it was something cute to do. We did it for Thanksgiving. But this is also one of, like, my favorite songs from the album. A lot of people don't really care for the Renaissance album, but I do. Like, it took me a couple times to listen to it, and I had to kind of listen to it with my beats. My beats on my ear to kind of get the feel of it. So I actually really started liking the album, and I can't wait till she goes on tour. No shade. I can't wait. I'm excited. I don't know. I might have to move some bills and things around when tickets go on sale, but make sure you guys register in your city so that way when they do go on sale in a few weeks, you know, you can make something happen. Good luck on that. May, you know, the eyes forever be in your favor. And also speaking of Beyonce, she definitely upset some people when she did a concert on January the 21st in Dubai. Blue Ivy joined her. It was really, really cute seeing them on stage together. Like, Blue Ivy's tall as shit. No shade. Like, she is really tall. She looks just like her father. Oh, my God. She's going to be tall like her mom. But I'm sorry, y'all. This is my alarm. I have so many things going on. I apologize. But, she definitely did her thing. I was able to. I know they were saying that there was no video, but for some reason, it was a cut. Like, some people definitely risked their lives and risked their freedom to. I seen some clips. Hopefully, maybe there'll be a video that come out soon, and typically that's how Beyonce does. I don't really know, because even in some of the clips, I didn't see too many, like, cameramen. So maybe that was just something that she did, you know, for Dubai. Shout out to Dubai. It's beautiful out there. I visited, and it's beautiful out there. So she did. It was actually her first live performance since 2020, and it was, like, over 1,000 people that attended. She had some... her costumes were amazing as always, but as I said, she did upset some people. The LGBTQA community was a little upset because they felt that she shouldn't have performed in Dubai, because in Dubai they don't LGBTQ. You know, they are kind of like against the gays and whatever. I don't want to say it the wrong way and offend anyone or whatever, but apparently they were upset, and they were saying that, oh, she should just take some money and she should just donate to the culture, whatever. I mean, she made $24 million. Who knows what she's going to do? So, I mean, again, I don't know anyone that's going to turn down $24 million. And, you know, they were saying that the Renaissance album was donated to the LGBTQIA culture. And I get that. But she also didn't perform any of those songs in Dubai. So I don't know. Either way, Beyonce can't really do anything wrong in my eyes. And that's no shade. So, yeah, my heart goes out to Ricky Smiley, who just lost his son Brandon. I don't know exactly what the cause of that was. However, I love Ricky Smiley. For those who are close to me know that, you know, since I do the broadcast and radio and podcast and all that, and this is kind of like my thing that I like to do, Ricky Smiley, you know, has been like one of my favorites. I like to listen to his show from time to time. And I'm also kind of like addicted to, I go on YouTube and I listen to his church announcements. Like they really like, if I'm having a bad day or I need to laugh, if you're into church, then I think you should listen to church announcements. Go on YouTube to church announcements and give Ricky Smiley some streams. So yeah, shout out to him and his family. And yeah, I want to send my condolences to you and your family. I love his relationship with his kids. I love his relationship with his grandchildren, especially the one Grayson. I will watch the YouTube videos of him kind of like raising the kids. So it's like, you know, I watched the video of him announcing his son's passing. I couldn't imagine having to get online and, you know, announce something so tragic. But my heart goes out to you, Ricky Smiley, and the rest of the Smiley family. And also, I want to just go ahead and take the time out to send my condolences out to the Tyree Nichols family. I'm not going to get too much into this story because it's kind of heavy, but I just hope that they seek justice. Like I said, I'm not going to get too much into it. I'm just going to continue to pray for him and hope that he gets justice. And all of the things that are being said about these police that did this, I hope it's not true. But if it is, that's really like fucked up. And y'all going to have y'all day. Because at the end of the day, personal relationships should not be taken to the job. So yeah, we'll probably touch on that a little bit later. I'm not going to take too much time and get all into it because the story is still developing. And yeah, we're still trying to do and say as much as we can. So Neo's divorce is final. So yeah, Neo. So the update is him and his wife, Crystal Renee, they're going to have joint custody of their children. They have three children now, two sons and a daughter. Crystal is going to receive $5,000 a month in alimony. So I guess there's no child support because they receive in joint custody, which I guess is okay. She's going to get $5,000 a month in alimony and then $1.6 million real estate holdings and more. Okay. Well, so yeah. She's going to get one of the marital homes. Cool. She's going to get one of their four homes in Georgia as well as $20,000 in moving expenses. She's also going to receive $150,000 to purchase a new car, as Neil will be keeping the Bentley that they were going back and forth over. So he's going to keep the Bentley. Like, just let her keep the Bentley. But, I mean, he's going to give her $150,000 to buy a car. So, I mean, I guess she can get something nice with that. She might want to get a minivan having three small kids, but no shade. Yeah, allegedly Neo definitely committed adultery by getting another woman pregnant during their marriage, which is kind of fucked up. And, you know, now it seems like Neo could be a free man and do as he pleased, because I always thought Neo was gay, y'all. No shade. I mean, he has a lot of fruit in his tank. As I'm reading the story, I'm sorry. So it's showing that they're going to share joint custody and he's going to pay $12,000 a month in child support while also taking care of their schooling expenses for the next 3 years. Oh, for the next 3 years, she's going to be receiving $5,000. Okay. So she's only going to get $5,000 for the next 3 years in alimony, which is enough time to find you another sugar daddy or nigga, a dummy or beard or whatever. I mean, she was the beard. Anyway. It's just like, it is what it is. Every dog has their day. It was alleged that Crystal was the other woman while Neo was with his baby mom, Manietta. I don't know how true that is. Don't quote me on that. Everything that I say is alleged. Let me go ahead and say that now. Don't be trying to fact check me. Don't be trying to cuss me out, because I don't really give a fuck about neither one of them. It's just that came out today. So, yeah, unless you related to Neo, unless you want to give me a one, don't go back and forth with me over this. I said what I said. So, yeah. And, you know, Neo had, well, this is all legit, had Manietta get her tubes tied after having their two children, saying he didn't want any more kids. Then out of nowhere, he pops up with this rib on and had three more kids, then had 1.5 on her. Because from what I'm hearing is he got the one girl pregnant and then she's pregnant again. So, I mean, this is all alleged. I don't really know how true it is. But anyway, we're going to move forward. I'm not going to spend too much time on Neo and his shenanigans. I'm a Neo fan. I love his music. So, I mean, that's all I can say. His personal life is his personal life. He can keep that shit. I don't really hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't, you know, concern me too much. No, ma'am. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of my time on Beagle, y'all. For those of y'all who've been asking, oh, why you don't post? Why you don't do that? I mean, because I'm on Beagle. I get to make money there. I met a lot of new friends, supporters. And it's a lot of wild shit going on Beagle. So if you don't know what Beagle is, I'm not going, this is not a paid ad or nothing like that. So I'm not going to spend too much time. But that's where you can find me at most of the time. And if you want to know more about it, just inbox me and I can definitely give you a little bit of insight. But yeah, so Flavor Flav, they're saying that this man spent, you know, 24 really, let me let you, I'm gonna let you
trying to figure it out. Yo, is he on something, or you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine? Because I never really let people know exactly what I was doing. And there was a time that I was spending $2,400 to $2,600 a day for 6 years straight. You do the math. And that's how much I spent on drugs.
Damn. That's a lot of money. For 6 years straight, he was spending $2,400. First of all, who the fuck was his dealer? That's the nigga I want to meet. Because I know he was like, yeah, cashing out. However, Flavor Flav appears to be clean now, and we do condone that and congratulate him on that. And I want to say that I really don't, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me. Who didn't know that Flavor Flav indulged in something other than a little bit of Taylor's port from time to time? So yeah, there's that. Like, that's kind of whew. So as far, yeah, so Flavor Flav, thank you for, you know, sharing that story. I don't really think we needed to know that because I think we all pretty much knew. Now, the amount was probably like a gag to me and other people. I'm sure it was, all the kids you got and you being in child support, I'm pretty sure it was better things you could have did with that money. But again, I'm not your financial advisor. Moving right along, I'm going to go ahead and get into this other story about the nursing school that was giving out a bunch of fake nursing degrees. And I want to put this story out there because if I'm going to the doctor and I'm, you know, I got something that's wrong with me. So I kind of want to look into the story a little bit more because it makes you think that how do you get a fake nursing degree, right? Is it because you went to school and you just failed the test, or you just never went? Because that's some scary shit. Okay, that kind of reminds me of Dr. Love. Do y'all remember Dr. Love, the young boy who kept lying, saying he was a doctor, little black boy? He kept, like, he's been in the blogs for a couple years, always in and out of the blogs doing some old goofy shit. He might as well just go to nursing school or med school at this point, because he's always doing something he ain't got nothing to do. But I'm gonna put the story on really quickly and let y'all hear it.
In Miami, where federal authorities announced more than 24 arrests in a ring that sold fake nursing diplomas nationwide, and there are more arrests to come. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live with this developing story. Roy.
Nicole, this was a $114 million scheme where nursing schools based right here in South Florida sold those fake diplomas at $15,000 a pop. Those students then take that diploma and in some cases obtain nursing jobs without even having the proper training.
Wow.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Mackenzie LaPointe, surrounded by federal agents to announce the results of Operation Nightingale, a scheme where fake diplomas and transcripts were sold to thousands of people across the country in order to work as registered nurses.
Wow. So there you have it. If you live in the South Florida area, you might want to rethink your doctor's office, because that's some scary shit. To know that people are really out here faking being nurses? I don't like none of that. That story is still developing, and I'll definitely keep you guys posted if I hear more. Okay. All right, guys. So, yeah. I'm still excited about my Eagles. Like, no shade. I can't wait to the game. What are you guys wearing? Where are you guys watching the game? Make sure y'all let me know. I'm going to put a Q&A on the podcast page. I want you guys to answer that for me, okay? I've been watching lately Baddies West. That's kind of like my new guilty addiction. I don't know what it is about Zeus, but they kind of got me in a chokehold. The $3.99 is there. Like, it's worth it. I also did see that they announced that Floyd Mayweather will be hosting a fight on, I want to say it's the 26th of February. It's supposed to be on pay-per-view and on Zeus. And if that is in fact true, I can't remember where I seen it and I didn't save the ad. But if that is in fact true, Zeus is definitely getting some money. Because if you're going to be streaming a Floyd Mayweather fight on here, shout out to Zeus. Yeah, but like I said, Baddies West is like my newest. I used to like Natalie back in the day. She kind of gets on my nerves now, but she's just loud and obnoxious. But the show is ratchet, ghetto, right on my alley. So if y'all haven't seen Baddies West, suggest y'all take a look. If it's too ratchet for you, then don't fucking watch it. Watch Law and Order, Chicago Med. I don't care. I'm just telling y'all what I watch. This is my podcast, so I can tell y'all what I watch. Oh, and Natalie, if you listen, my sis, Sugar, she wanted me to let you know that she would have came on the show. So if you're looking for somebody, if you want to do Baddies North Philly or Baddies Philly, let her know, because she said she'll be willing to be on there. But one show I don't watch on Zeus, no shade, is that Chris Sean and Blueface show. I just can't get into it. I've never watched an episode. So I guess, yeah, I do turn my nose up to some shows, and that's one of them. I can't really fuck with it, no shade. It's just like a train wreck that I just don't want to watch, and I just refuse to. I just can't do it. No ma'am, no ham. Okay, so like I said, if you have Zeus, get into Baddies West. No shade. All right, so I have some good news for you guys. I have a letter. It's really short and sweet. I'm going to get into it and let you guys go. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all share. Make sure y'all tell somebody. The person next to you, your coworker, your side chick, your side nigga. Let them know, like, hey, listen to the Philly Joan podcast. You know, I fucks with her. So, yeah, I'm going to be a little more consistent. Like I said, I had a lot of things going on. I will start doing my podcast recaps on Bego. So, yeah, I'm going to hop into this letter real quick. So, here we have it. Hey, Miss September, I met this guy on social media a few weeks ago. And after talking to him a few times, I realized that I don't like him. He comes off very cocky, always talking about what he has and how successful he is. I have no kids. I'm 25, currently an LPN, and in school to become an RN. No shade, girl. I hope you don't live in South Florida. I hope you ain't get your... Okay, anyway. Yeah, he works at a car dealer, has two kids under two, red flag, and his jewelry and clothes look fake. Another red flag. Now, if a bitch is out with you and they say that your clothes and your jewelry look fake, okay, anyway, we went out on a date to a restaurant here in Houston. Okay, so she lives in Houston, so which means she didn't get her nursing. Okay, good, sis, because if you was in South Florida, I may have had to DM you back. Okay, so let me go back. We went out on a date to a restaurant here in Houston, and I didn't take his call for a week. Damn, what he do? She don't say exactly what he did, but I guess she wasn't feeling it. Maybe it was a jewelry. Maybe his kids was calling. I don't know. Maybe he brought his kids. She didn't really get into it. I made up an excuse by saying I was sick, but he just keeps calling and asking me to come over his house. He doesn't live alone. He lives with his grandma, and I'm just not really interested. I feel like I'm a little too grown and evolved in my career to be dealing with a guy like him. He's not really my type, so how do I get rid of his ass without seeming like a bitch? Well, here's the thing. You said you met him on social media. I'm not sure exactly what he discloses on social media. As far as him working at a car dealer, I'm not really going to shade that. I don't really know. I mean, you know, car salesmen can make a nice amount of money. She's 25. She never said how old he is. So that may be a good job. But I mean, with him having two kids under two, that's kind of a red flag. I don't know if they have the same mother. I don't know if there's any baby mama drama or anything of that sort. But the fake clothes and Amazon jewelry, the Alibaba, is just, yeah, not given for me. I would rather you wear H&M or Zara or something that more that you can afford before you step out in anything fake. Like all that fake Gucci and Burberry, like all that gaudy shit that you know ain't real, that they don't even make, that's not even on a website. Yeah, I can't. I mean, and she's 25 and she ain't going for it. And that's my son's age. So yeah, sis, run while you can. Leave the fake nigga, the nigga with the fake jewelry. I mean, you really didn't give, I don't want to seem superficial, because you really didn't give a reason as to why you don't like him. I guess the reasons that you gave is with the kids and the jewelry and the fake and how, okay, yeah, she did say he brags a lot. So, okay, he's very cocky. And those are usually the ones. The one, they all loud and obnoxious and broken. Like, nobody be having time for that. Like, yeah, so I get it, sis. Like, you know what the fastest way to get rid of a nigga? Ask him for some money. Ask him for some money. That's the fastest way. I'm telling you, it works. I mean, in a lot of situations, it depends on who you're dealing with. But in that situation, I guarantee you it's going to work. Ask him for some money. I mean, you've already stopped taking his calls. I don't know if you want to go as hard as to blocking him or whatever. You know, it kind of seemed like you're just not. Or maybe just tell him, like, he's not really your type. You know, and it's sad because a lot of men really can't take rejection. And if he's cocky, he probably won't be able to settle for that. Tell him you're pregnant. I can't say tell him you're gay, because if you tell him you're gay, then he's going to like that, most likely. Even telling them you're pregnant, niggas is nasty. Niggas still might want to stick around. Ask him for some money. That's my final answer. That's it. That's it. I mean, hey, ask him for some money. I mean, and there you have it. If anybody wants to elaborate or give any additional advice, feel free to send me a DM. But yeah, that's pretty much all I can say there. Yeah, just asking for some fucking money. That's all. Asking for some money. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. That's the end. This concludes. Yeah, it's been a couple, minutes of y'all time. I don't like to hold y'all too long. Just know that the next time, No, I'll be back next week. So the Super Bowl isn't until the following week. So I'll be back next week with some new shit to discuss. Make sure y'all send y'all letters in. All the contact information is on my podcast page, or DM me. But again, that was a letter that I had from a couple weeks ago and I just now read. So yeah, sis, if you're listening, ask the nigga for some money. That's all I can say. Period. So, you know, that concludes our show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay. Next week, same time. Good night.
This ain't what you want.
This ain't what you want.
This ain't what you want. 1600 block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna rock.
I hope y'all doing the dance, because I am. Shorty got that body out of y'all. Hit it once. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. See y'all next week.